There are not many websites in which an interested party can explore North Korean culture, like this anthem, The Answer of the Soldiers, or locate the e-library of the man who called himself the great leader, Kim Il-sung, founder of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea and father of dear leader Kim Jong-il. Or try finding a cyber viewing of a North Korean souvenir video, stamps, or information on that nation in English, Chinese, Norwegian, Spanish, and Esperanto. There is just one place to look, the official website of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. It is at www.korea-dpr.com. And that's right, .com. Alejandro Caudebenos is the site's webmaster, and he joins us from the studios of Catalunya Radio in Barcelona, Spain. Thanks very much for being with us, sir.
Hello, thank you very much. Good morning, Washington. Good morning, USA.
Well, nice to talk to you, sir. Firstly, you're in Barcelona. Why are you in Barcelona and not in North Korea?
Actually, I am assigned here in Barcelona, but why not? Since basically 10 years ago, I am regularly visiting or even living in Pyongyang. I spend 2 months, 3 months in Pyongyang, and I return at least twice to my other country. I'm Spanish, but I'm also North Korean.
How did you become this interested in North Korea, and what moved you to care about North Korea so much and identify yourself with North Korea?
Yes, well, I was a lover of Asian cultures in general. And when I was 15 years old, I had the chance to go to an exhibition of pictures about this unknown and strange country, which is the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Since this exhibition, I had access to many books and many information that was totally unavailable in the libraries and in the bookshops here in Spain. Here, the problem is that basically the information comes from one source that is normally Washington or Seoul or Tokyo, which they don't know what is really happening. And from this source, all the international media start to repeat and repeat again the same words. So basically, also our association, what is trying to do is to give information about from inside North Korea, becoming a gateway to the country.
What do you offer on your website?
You can find from music, videos about different aspects, society, culture, folk, and you can learn about the history explained from our point of view, everything. And we think that provide a good view from inside North Korea.
I have to ask you, why does North Korea want to develop a nuclear bomb?
Okay. North Korea doesn't want a nuclear bomb. North Korea constructed the nuclear station at Yongbyon and, in fact, other nuclear stations to supply the country with electricity. Then the USA was very scared that this plutonium or uranium may be used for nuclear weapons. For this reason, say to North Korea, stop. If you freeze these installations, we are going to supply you with heavy oil in exchange, and we'll build 2 nuclear reactors that cannot be used to build nuclear weapons. And we are talking about 1994. We are already in 2003. The reactors were delayed almost in 5 years. And second, recently, the United States decided to stop the supply of heavy oil to the country. If the USA is not going to help, is not going to trust, then we have to follow our own way. But it's only for electricity.
How popular is your website?
Well, very popular right now. The website was launched 2 years ago, on 10th December of year 2000. And at that moment, we received only around 100 visits per day. But now, after many international media like the BBC are creating a link, this creates a lot of traffic. Could be 3,000, 5,000 visits minimum per day. I mean, I'm talking about real visits, not just hits to one of the page.
Yeah, I'm curious, the .com, unless you think it stands for .communism, why .com?
No, just because the same, we are using foreign servers because they are faster. Yeah. In the case of .com, it's the same. We register in the domain in .com because we know it's the first domain. When someone thinks about Korea, what he types is www.korea.com. Com is the first that comes to the mind of the people. So it's just a matter of using also a little bit of marketing techniques to promote our website.
Mr. Cao de Venos, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much to you. It's for me a great pleasure to be here today with you.
Alejandro Cao de Venos is in charge of North Korea's official website, which is at www.korea-dpr.com.